What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 25th of June. Hope you're well. Enjoyed the beautiful sunshine today. It's absolutely scorchio. It's been very, very hot. In fact, it still is very, very hot. And I am sweating. I'd rather be sitting here in my bikini doing this, but I have to kind of, you know, wear your prop clothes and whatever else. But I'm boiling up. I might have to start dabbing my brow throughout this episode. I'm sure I've got a nice big shiny head. You won't know if you listen to the podcast, it won't make a difference, but if you're watching another video, obviously you'll see my sweaty upper lip and my sweaty brow. And that's not just because I'm nervous, because I'm winging it as usual. It's because it is genuinely hot. But it's great. I love it. The hotter the better. I'll have to get one of those fucking ceiling fans though, you know, like you get when you're abroad. When you're in like Thailand or something where it's unbearable heat and you've just got that shit fan that's going around. You go in and you put it on and it just goes around and that, and the flies fucking fly around with it like some kind of merry-go-round ride that they've got. You know, the horses at the fair, that's what the little flies are on. The mosquitoes are going around and around that. The ceiling fan, before they jump off, come down, take a big drink of your blood to cool themselves down, then go up and have another go. That's why you see blood splattered all around the room afterwards, because they've been hit by the fan as they've tried to fly off. Yeah, pretty sight anyway, but I'm thinking I could do with the ceiling fan, because either that or you've got to leave the windows open. It's all right if you live on the first floor or upwards. I used to live on the ground floor in a flat, and when it got really hot, you couldn't leave the windows open because I was paranoid that fucking someone would climb in. If you leave the windows open on the ground floor, you're asking to be burgled, aren't you? And that's no fun if you're fucking lying on the other side of the window. So somebody's going to have to climb over you to burgle your house. And that has happened. You know, people do. They are brazen enough to do that. They're brazen enough to take your whole house out of your house over your fucking sleeping body. And if you wake up, you'll fucking probably get a screwdriver in the head or something. So anyway, started off nice and cheery. Anyway, and I'm going to continue that by telling you that Britain's economy is going to be hit the hardest out of the United States, Germany, Japan and Canada and all the others. England or UK, the UK as a whole, is going to be hit far worse than all the others. So that's great news. 10 trillion blow to the world economy there has been. So we're fucked it anyway. If the UK is going to be the worst, I'm going to be sitting here begging for money soon. I'm going to be asking you. I'm going to be sitting here panhandling. I'll be with my fingerless gloves in the winter when I can't afford to put the heating on. The electric won't be on, so I'll be sitting around here with candlelight, and I'll be with a little pan panhandling, and I'll be asking you, can you give me some change, please? Because, or can you send me some money? Because I'm in the worst hit country because of this bullshit, and we've probably still got the virus because everybody's down the beaches at the moment. Everybody, the beaches are fucking ram-a-dam-a-ding-dong. Everybody's down there, no social distancing going on whatsoever, and everybody's back at the shops and that. So, you know, I think everybody down the beach, they're probably going to be expecting a second wave to be coming, a tsunami of like COVID-19. I hope not. I hope everybody, because everybody's enjoying themselves. But Germany's had to fucking pull the plug and have a lockdown because of that fucking shit in the chicken factory. Chicken factories, never the healthiest places. You wouldn't want to fucking eat a chicken if you fucking saw what was going on in there. As you can see, coronavirus. I wonder if the chickens get coronavirus. Fuck knows. Fucking coronavirus straight to your fucking straight to your plate. You eat it, and then would it pass that way? I suppose you gotta hope that the cooking it would kill it, but we don't know. Anyway, I told you I'm going to try and cheer this place up. It's all depressing. Roy Chubby Brown is another depressing one. Roy Chubby Brown. If you're from another country, check out Roy Chubby Brown. If you want to hear dirty jokes or rude dirty jokes, Roy Chubby Brown is fucking coming at you with rude dirty jokes like a machine gun. He's got like, he's like Rambo with a machine gun, you know, like he's got like fucking, he's got the bullets all over his shoulder, and about a mile behind him, there's that many bullets, and he's just ramping them through the machine gun, just shooting everybody with the baddies. That's Chubby Brown with how many dirty jokes he's got in his locker. He's just fucking bang, 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 machine gunning rude jokes coming your way. And anyway, he's like, he's saying he hasn't been able to gig all year. He said his money's running out because he's had to not work during the lockdown. As everybody else, Roy, come on, pull on the heartstrings. But anyway, so yeah, he's 75 and he's saying he's not able to work, and he's worried that his savings are going to run out. In another paper, it's not saying it in this one, so you're thinking, oh, that's a shame, whatever. In another paper, it's saying he's got 4.5 million in the bank. So I don't think we should be fucking, you know, worried about him too much, because if he's got 4.5 million in the bank, he's moaning that his outgoings are £1,000 a week. £1,000 a week? Where's he fucking living in a stately home? £1,000 a week to live with insurance, gas and petrol and wages? Fuck off. I mean, that can't be possible. I mean, it might be. He must have fucking all the electric on. He must be having a fucking party for one, every bit of electric on. The heating on full blast in the middle of summer. You know, petrol. Has he got petrol in the house? Is he like fucking sniffing petrol? Getting through like tons of petrol to pass the time, sniffing loads of petrol. I don't know. But I can't like feel too sorry for him if he's got 4.5 million in the bank. I'm fucking doing those kind. I'm doing high figures, and I got shit all in the bank, really. You know, if I've got it in the bank, believe me, there's plenty of fucking vultures circling it every single month. But not when this podcast takes off. You wait and see. The bank balance is going to... Well, no, because all you lot are going to have to support me in the winter time. As I just said, I'm going to be pleading poverty, because if we are going to be the worst hit, people ain't going to be spending money. And fucking the way I make money, people aren't going to be giving me any money. So unfortunately, I am going to be food banking it and talking to you guys and asking you for money. No, I won't do that. Believe me, you won't give me none anyway. You just go, cheeky bastard, he's only got a shit pot. Only listen to it because it's shit and it just passes the time. I ain't going to give him any money. That'll blow his ego up. Anyway, I might be off to Jupiter anyway on my holidays, because Jupiter has been, there's possibly going to be life on Jupiter. I tell you what, there's a lot of space talk going on lately, ain't they? I love all the, I'd love to fucking find out more. I love listening to what's going on in space, and I'd love to find out more, or to find when, soon enough they're going to find another, they're going to find some alien life. And they think there might be some, because they found an ocean in Jupiter. As an ocean with a layer of ice over the top. And they reckon in the ocean there could be life swimming. There's got to be, if there's an ocean, there's got to be fucking life in there, isn't there? So imagine that. How brilliant would that be if they could send like a David Attenborough camera up, somehow drill a hole through the ice, plop the camera in there and let it swim around, and then we can have a look at what all the monsters that are are living in the in Jupiter. It might be like Atlantis. It might be like loads of buxom ladies and what's his name, Jason Momoa. Is it Jason Momoa or Momoa? Godlike creatures and goddesses all up there. But also, it could be a load of like prawn-like men, people who look like prawns, but with big fucking lobster hands that are gonna like, you know, attack any fucking human. Any human would look, a human would look pretty attractive to any alien, wouldn't they? Aliens ain't going to be coming at us looking too attractive, I don't think. Saying that, you know, we might look attractive, but there's a darker side to the humans, and they'd know that. They go, oh, these guys will look all right. And then we'd be like that, fucking doing like we did in America and what we did in Australia. We'd be like fucking tying up the Aborigines and chaining them together and fucking burying them and kicking their heads off and all that kind of stuff, and doing what we did to the Red Indians and wiping them all out and killing all the food so they fucking die out. And, you know, same what we did in Canada to all the Inuits and all the fucking, all the Canadians did to the, all the natives there. And on and on and on and on and on it goes. So, yeah, We ain't going to be much fun to aliens to be like that. These guys are fucked. They look at them all attractive and looking good, and they look what they do, how they treat people on their own planet. And here's us. We're ugly as fuck, but we're all good pals. We're a big community, alien community, up here on Jupiter. Anyway, we don't know yet, but apparently Jupiter's got an ocean, so that means there's life. It's got to be. It's our oceans that will have no life in them soon. You see them fucking super fish tanks, super trawlers that pull everything out of the fucking sea, and like they chuck most of it back dead. You know, all that was, at the very least, it's fucking edible. What's the point in chucking it back? You know what I mean? It's like, because they're only after one thing where their money is. They don't want to, like, fill their boat up with, like, turtles and sharks and all the other fucking fish that is not money. So they chuck it back in there dead. So, yeah, there you go. That's how we treat our nearest and dearest. What was I going to say? A new planet's been found, Neptune, the size of Neptune. So there might be life on there as well. I'll tell you what, it's getting exciting. We're going to have some neighbours sometime soon. Neighbours. Everybody needs good neighbours. We might need them soon. Imagine if we ever got in the shit. That's when we'd need them. We need them to come down and do like, what's it called? Like Dunkirk, where they come down and like with the ship. And we all jump on, and then they fucking take us off into space, save us all from the burning Earth as it slowly fucking sinks into the, or implodes. That's what it'll do. We'll have took all the fucking oil and all the reserves out, and all of a sudden it'll just implode because there'd be nothing left. We didn't realise that all the oil and all the gas was keeping the Earth together, and we've just took it all out and killed it. Burst the bubble. Anyway, I was talking about the anybody listening yesterday. I was talking about the bees in the chimney. There was loads of bees. 150,000. They said now it's 130,000. I told you they didn't know how to count. 150,000 yesterday, I think it was, but it's 130,000 now. And somebody stole them. Somebody's come down and stole them with a vacuum cleaner. They sucked them up with a vacuum cleaner. The beekeeper that was there. He'd only rehomed the colony to a nearby farm when the raiders struck. They took them all, including the queen. Bees are worth a lot of money. A full, healthy hive can fetch 500 quid. That's not even a fucking lot for 130,000 bees, is it? Fucking, what's the point of all that for 500 quid? Giving themselves fucking hard work. But anyway, so he got stung 100 times trying to move, and they've come along and sucked them up a vacuum. So if anybody down the pub sees anybody trying to fucking sell a Henry the Hoover that's buzzing, that's making a big... Or you hear somebody walk, you see somebody walking with a Henry the Hoover that sounds like it's fucking buzzing, and he's talking shadily to a couple of guys in the corner trying to exchange money, report them, because that's full of bees. And then bees could be making, need to be saved, because they're going to die if they're in a fucking vacuum. No, they ain't going to survive in there. And that's like, what's it called? It's traumatic. So they'll never be the same again. You've just ruined them anyway. So someone will buy them, take them back, and they'll all die. So he'll be then looking for them down the pub. He'll be like, they've sold me some dodgy bees. Where are they? Fuck, where are them bastards with the fucking vacuum full of dodgy bees? Where are we going? A serial shoplifter who assaulted the staff has been banned from wearing wigs to sneak back in. Why has he been banned? What are you just banning from the shop? He's been banned from the shop, but now he's been banned from wearing wigs to sneak back in. I mean, where's he getting the wigs from? For starters, he's got like a fucking party trunk full of different like hair pieces. And he's sneaking back in and robbing again. So, if he goes in with like a big Rasta hat, he goes in. Well, he might be a white guy, so he probably is. But he's got like, imagine if he went in with like a big Rasta hat, and he's like putting all the shopping underneath that, because he's hiding, pretending to be a Rasta, and then he like sneaks out with like coffee and tea bags and everything all underneath the big hat on his head. But then he's got different wigs, so he could be coming in with like a big fucking Tina Turner wig on. He could come in with like, next one he's coming in as Led Zeppelin, were like Slade, Noddy Older. He had a big perm hair. And taking out. Because it's a good idea. I mean, you've got to admire his tenacity at the very least. You know, he's coming in, he's giving them a laugh. If I was working there, I'd be like, yeah, carry on, man. You're fucking. Every week, every time you come in, you're making me laugh. Take what you want. Feed your addiction. I mean, he's an addict at the end of the day. He's got to fucking get his money somewhere. But as long as he's making you laugh, let him carry on. He's not hurting anybody. Apart from Tesco's, which fucking, you know, at the end of the day. As long as you're not robbing some bloke with a small shop that is like, is his livelihood. If it's Tesco's, go in, make him laugh. Next time, go in as, who can you go in as next that would be funny? I don't know. Oh, bollocks. Go in as like, I don't know, the Commodores. You can go in as fucking, oh, what's his name? Big ginger fucking wig. Simply Red. You can go in as Simply, Mick Red from Simply Hucknall. Anyway, I can't think of any more. We're going to move on from that. But for me, it's funny. So business as usual. An artist who was, oh no, I'm going to do that one. Well, I'm going to do it. An artist who was paid 60 quid to do the Led Zeppelin, as I've just mentioned Led Zeppelin, I think. £60 to produce the front cover of Led Zeppelin's debut album. He's just sold the original tracing for, wait for it, £260,000. He got paid £60 to do the artwork. He's kept the original copy. He's just been paid 260 grand. I bet he was thinking when he was like an unknown artist, but they were probably a small band at the time. And he's like, now they've grown to like such a fucking big, huge, big noise, aren't they, Led Zeppelin? Even now, today. And they're collectible. Everything's collectible. So he's just put the tracing, small drawing, up for sale, £260,000. There's money to be had, and he's just sitting around in your drawers. Get looking. Have you done anything creative? Might be worth money now. If not, look through all your hand-me-downs, all the things that your relatives have passed down. Check the prices because they're worth money. Better than it sitting in a drawer. You can't fucking party on a bit of a fucking heirloom or whatever they're called. What's it called? Speaking of some money, Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid, 66, has just married his 27-year-old partner. And after the pair eloped to Santa Barbara. So they've ran off to do it, and so they don't do it in front of eyes that are assuming or unassuming eyes or whatever. What's the word? Where people are judgmental eyes is what I mean. Because there's a fucking big age gap there, isn't there? 66 to 27. And I wonder where the whether they've signed a prenuptial or not. Hey, I don't know. Maybe they are in love. I'm sure they are in love. But, you know, you've got to think if it all goes wrong, you've got to have a backup plan, haven't you? If I was 27 marrying a 66-year-old man, you've got to think, what about if all this don't fucking work out? You know, where's that leave me? I'm going to be just like, you know, I'm going to be off. He's the actor with all the money, and I'm just going to be left as somebody who's like, everybody told you so, I told you so. So you want to get your money's worth, don't you? Anyway. Either that or you just siphon it out. You've got to keep fucking taking money out, you know. Slap up meals, just eat in all the best places. Drink all the best fucking champagne. Don't ever, ever suffer a takeaway. He's got to spend his money. If he's in the driver's seat, he's fucking, he's the one scoring on a high note there, isn't he? Does he even act anymore, Dennis Quaid? I've not seen him in fuck all for a long time. I can see why now. He's got a 27-year-old missus. I think he's very busy at the moment. Thank you very much. Anyway, last one. What's he going to do, last one? Mel C reckons Victoria Beckham might rejoin the group if they sing to big American venues. Right, if you're from America, do not support that action. We do not want the Spice Girls touring or... well, I don't. Touring or singing ever again. They've made enough money. They've done their thing. Who's supporting that kind of music now? Come on. I thought people have moved on from that. I guess there are some people who like a bit of nostalgia, but, you know, it's kind of like, surely when they're young, you think, oh, that's really good. Zigga Zigga. I really want a Zigga Zigga. Whatever the fuck that meant. And when you grow up, you go, Jesus Christ, why did I ever fucking like or listen to that? But then they're putting on concerts and they're filling stadiums, for fuck's sake. So some people clearly haven't learned their lesson. I think people need to be, if anything, if they're stupid enough to go there, that's the place to go and set up a stall of like fake merchandise outside there, because these people are stupid with their money. Just go and set up like T-shirts, Mel B, Mel C, fucking Victoria Beckham, whatever, and just fucking flog them. You make a million, you make a fortune outside there, because the people are done with the money. Anyway, that's my opinion. Not my kind of music, clearly. Right, I think that is where I'm going to leave it. So leave it on a high note, or a depressing note if you're a Spice Girls fan, but I'm sure you're not. We're not. If you're listening to me, you're clearly on my wavelength and not on theirs. So I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.